The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, September 1st, 2010, and Presidential Release number 387. I want to point out that this is a little earlier than ordinarily a presidential release would be made, but we have things to do in September that demand an early start. So I'm going to try to get the releases at the very first part of the month so that we have them available for everybody during the course of the month. And if your chapter meeting is closer to the end of the month, well, then use the one anyway, and we'll have another one for you close to the beginning of the month. We'll see how well this works out. You know, it is the end of the summer, September being the beginning of the fall season. I realize that fall doesn't begin until a few weeks away still, so there's still some summer. But school is back, and football is back, and convention season is going hammer and tongs here shortly. We have had two conventions so far, but there will be many, many more, so this certainly looks like it might be the beginning of the fall season. I am sorry to have to tell you of the death of Wayne Davis, who was the former president of our National Federation of the Blind of Florida. He died yesterday, August 31, 2010. He had been suffering from many, many ailments. Carmen is his wife. She survives him. She has also been a long and a gentle and a good Federationist, and you might keep her and Wayne in your prayers. I have an announcement here about Pepsi. We have been working with Pepsi. We've applied for a grant. The grant is a $250,000 grant, and in order to get it, you have to get enough votes. I said this on the last presidential release, and I said to people, I urge you to vote. I urge you to vote early and often. Mark Riccobono has been managing this for us. He is the executive director of our NFB Jernigan Institute. He says continue to vote in September for the NFB Youth Slam in the Pepsi Refresh Project. Thanks to your hard work in August, our project is primed for a race to the top two spots in the month of September and a grant award of $250,000. We hope you will vote as much as you can. You can certainly vote every day. You can certainly vote several different ways. You can start with a text vote on your phone. Send a text message to number 73774. That is the number that you put in when it says 2. The body of the message should be 101913. That is the number of our application for a grant. In the body of the message, 101913, you send the message to 73774. Or you can vote online at www.refresheverything.com/NFBYouthSlam. You click the link to vote. You make use of the two options there to vote with Facebook or directly with Pepsi. Spread the word on Facebook, on Twitter, at your churches, at sporting events, at state fairs. Let's get the pattern of exclusion eliminated for blind students in the science classroom. Vote for independence, opportunity, accessibility every day in September. Vote for the NFB Youth Slam in the Pepsi Refresh Project. Get online, send your text messages, get your votes in, make them count. This is the month to make it happen. Ray Kurzweil is the futurist and inventor. He has been a part of the work of the National Federation of the Blind for a long time. He developed the first reading machine for the blind. He has made a film about his newest book. His book is The Singularity is Near, and the film is about or was inspired by the book. I went to Canada and viewed a premiere of the film and talked with Ray about his work and ours and how they joined together to make greater opportunity for the blind. Some years ago, we started the KNFB Reading Technology Company, and we had a prototype of the reader that we released in 2006. We've had it on several different platforms, but there's a new one, and it's a nifty one. As a matter of fact, shortly I will have this one. I think it'll work better than everything we've had so far for the KNFB reader. Here is Jim Gashel, who now works for KNFB Reading Technology as a vice president of the company, to tell you about it.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Jim Gashel. I'm Vice President of Business Development at KNFB Reading Technology, and I'm thrilled today to have an opportunity to join Dr. Maurer on this presidential release to give you some really terrific news about the KNFB Reader Mobile. Now, the KNFB Reader Mobile is software which runs on 11 different cell phones, and users simply take a picture of anything in print, and then in seconds, the printed text is read back aloud. It's a wonderful product, and we consider it to be life-changing. Up until now, the reader has been available on unlocked cell phones. That means phones that are not adopted by any particular carrier. So our reader has been available on phones that are compatible with AT&T or T-Mobile. Those would be the primary carriers in the U.S. that our reader will work with. The good news is that T-Mobile has recently announced the E73 mode, which is a phone that we have worked with to run the KNFB Reader Mobile, and now it works very well, and we're now announcing on this release that the T-Mobile E73 mode is available for the KNFB Reader Mobile. Now, the best news of all is that this phone is available for $39.99. That does not include the cost of the reader software. Our software costs $995, but with the phone device included, you can now have a reader for less than $1,050. If anybody had ever said to me that there would come a day when a reader would be available for around $1,000 and you could carry it around in your pocket, I would wonder what they were smoking. But that day is here, and the time is now. Now, the KNFB Reader Mobile phone, the E73 mode, can be obtained from T-Mobile through a discount program arranged with the National Federation of the Blind. Participation in that program, of course, requires signing up for a 2-year T-Mobile service contract. And then if you do that, and of course service plans are available at varying prices, but you simply choose the service plan that best fits your needs, then you get certain benefits for signing up for the two-year contract. One of those, of course, is being able to buy the E73 mode for $39.99 after a mail-in rebate. So you upfront pay $89.99, and then you get $50 back with the mail-in rebate. The activation fee for the phone is waived. That's a benefit of $35. Also, you can get additional phone devices for free. So all you have to do is buy one E73 mode and sign up for a two-year contract and any other phone that you purchase. So that would mean also additional lines. The additional phone devices would be free. Another great benefit is in the program, 10% reduction on your monthly bill, that is all the recurring charges, the per minute charges that you would have on the phone bill. Those charges are reduced by 10% for anyone who participates in the T-Mobile NFB program. So those are wonderful benefits, and you can learn more about the program by going to the NFB website, nfb.org, and just search for the T-Mobile NFB discount program. When you go to that page, there is a link on that page to T-Mobile's webpage for the NFB discount, and you can learn lots more about the program at that page. You can also contact T-Mobile by phone to learn about this program, and the phone number is 866, that would be 1-866-464-8662. That's 1-866-464-8662. Option 3 then, when you get the automated attendant. And when you actually talk to a person on that line, provide promotion code 9737 TMOFAV. That's promotion code 9737 TMOFAV. And when the attendant sees that promotion code, the benefits that I have mentioned, including the opportunity to purchase the E73 mode at $39.99 after a mail-in rebate, will come up. Or in lieu of the promotion code, you can just mention that you're a member of the National Federation of the Blind. But at least you have both pieces of information, the promotion code and mentioning that you're a member of the National Federation of the Blind. They should be able to find the program right away. Also, you could talk to the NFB's account representative for the T-Mobile discount program. She is Melissa Williams, and she can be reached by phone directly at area code 617-510-1110 or by email at Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A dot Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, followed by the number 2, at T-Mobile, that's T-Mobile.com. And you can learn more about the program by talking to Melissa or by calling the 866 number. For customers who already have existing T-Mobile service and would like to get the E73 mode, the suggestion is that you should contact your customer care number and your account can be accessed by the representative on that line at T-Mobile Customer Care. And then the representative can determine where you are in your plan and if you qualify for an upgrade to the E73 mode. I should also mention for existing T-Mobile customers or even new customers that you can examine the E73 mode or purchase it at any T-Mobile store. However, the purchase would be slightly higher than through the NFB discount program. I believe the price in the T-Mobile stores is $69.99, and then the price through the NFB discount program is $39.99. But in any event, you can still get a deep discount for the E73 mode by going to a T-Mobile store, and not necessarily limited then to the NFB discount program. For customers who already have the KNFB Reader Mobile, say running on the N82, and would like to get the E73 mode, we're happy to let you change your software from one phone to another. There's no cost to that, but we do have to help you deactivate it and then get it activated on the E73 mode. And this is not a complicated process, but if you do get the E73 mode, contact tech support at knfbreader.com. Send an email to support@knfbreader.com for information about transferring your license from the phone you have to the E73 mode. Now, this is a wonderful opportunity to get the KNFB Reader Mobile at a very deep discount over the price that you would otherwise have to pay, because most of our unlock phones cost $300 and more. By the way, the E73 mode itself is a wonderful phone device. It looks very much like a BlackBerry. It has a full QWERTY keyboard, so just like the keyboard you use on the computer, for example. I know it's a lot of little buttons. The buttons are very tactile, by the way. And so it's good for sending email messages. It's good for sending text messages. It's a great music player. It's good for going on the internet. And of course, as a coincidence, you can make phone calls with it. You can also have this device as a reader. And I should add that it processes images to the point of reading the text much faster than our other phones. It's the fastest processor that we've had. So after you snap the picture, you're reading literally in only seconds. It's a very nice phone, and please don't hesitate to learn more about it through the contacts that I've given you, and do as many of us have done in learning the power of going totally mobile. Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and thank you, fellow Federationists.
Anil Lewis is in charge of the publicity for the Blind Driver Challenge effort, and he has an announcement which says, "Let's get ready to Rolex." The National Federation of the Blind is making plans for the debut of our prototype non-visual interface that will empower a blind person to drive a car, and we want to know if you plan to be there. On Saturday, January 29th, 2011, we will hold the first public demonstration of work conducted under our Blind Driver Challenge initiative. At the Daytona International Speedway, a blind person will drive a car without sighted assistance on the track in front of tens of thousands of fans before the start of the Rolex 24 at Daytona. We are encouraging the members and friends of the National Federation of the Blind to attend this groundbreaking exhibition of our NFB Jernigan Institute. The Rolex weekend generates a lot of traffic in Daytona. Room rates are higher than our traditional event rates. In order to make it possible for our members to attend, we are negotiating for the best hotel rates, If you are interested in attending, please tell us by sending an email to bdc@nfb.org and let us know if you plan to stay overnight on Friday or Saturday. For more information about our NFB Blind Driver Challenge, visit our website at www.blinddriverchallenge.org. Anil Lewis brings this message to you. Karen Zacknini says, "Don't forget, October is Meet the Blind Month. This year, we are introducing a pilot program called Who's It? A blindness awareness program targeting school-age children. We also have a standard literature packet available for your other Meet the Blind Month activities. For more information, please visit www.nfb.org and follow the link for Meet the Blind Month or call Becca Cordell at 410-659-9314 extension 2312. This message is from Karen Zacknini. You know, here we are in the beginning of the fall season with school back in business. The teacher said, "Give me a sentence beginning with I." Emily said, "I is." The teacher said, "No, always say I am." "Okay," said Millie. "I am the ninth letter of the alphabet." A teacher who began instructing inmates about English in prison asked on his first day of class, "Now, who can tell me what a sentence is?"
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.